Okay, we're at intermission at, what are we at? The Union Theatre, seeing On the 20th Century.
On the 20th Century, on the 20th Century.
Now, John, how's it like being in a sing-along?
Well, it's all coming back to me. I feel quite lucky, really, that I do like this musical, and I saw both the 1978-79 Broadway version and the
Careful, you're giving away your age.
Oh, yeah, well, I was taken in a basket. But that's another story.
And also,
and also I'm here all week. And also the Julia McKenzie Keith Michelle version in London, and it's a great show.
There's
excellent tunes in it. Its period is very interesting. It's written at the end of the 70s, about the 1920s, and it's almost one of the last of the conventional musicals before the structure of musicals was blown apart by things like Sweeney Todd and Evita, which came the following year.
And Starlight Express.
If you say so, yes, yes. So it's Betty Comden and Adolph Green, some of the best book and lyric writers
of their time,
and some terrific punning material. Mm. I really like it.
Yes.
You're waiting for the but, aren't you?
Yeah, I was waiting for the but.
Okay, well...
is there a but?
Yeah, the but is this is an underpowered, undercast production. So often the Union Theatre does things that look instantly ready for transfer. And what this production feels like to me is it's something that shows up what a really good show it once was, but it doesn't have the production values that match this very big, epic story.
It is an epic story, although I must say I'm actually enjoying the performances, particularly by Rebecca Vere as Lily Garland. And
yes, she is definitely the best thing in it.
Yes, absolutely. And but the others, they're not moving you so much.
I think the weakness of the production is in the band. This really does need the scale of an orchestra, and half a dozen saxophones and one piano just aren't doing it for me, although I do very much like the sound effects.
Of course, you may have been spoiled, because weren't you doing your dusting today to the original cast recording?
I might have joined in with Madeleine Kahn in the shower.
Well, there's that thought. Okay, well, we're going to finish our drinks and go back for the second half.